Three dead, including shooter, the latest on the Madden tournament shooting in Florida. By Jennifer Kalfas. At least two people were killed when a gunman opened fire on a live video game tournament at a mall in Jacksonville, Florida, Sunday afternoon. The 24-year-old shooter, identified by police as David Katz of Baltimore, fired off numerous rounds during the live Electronic Arts Sports Madden NFL 19 Championship Series, fatally shooting two gamers and injuring at least 11 others, Jacksonville Sheriff Mike Williams said at a press conference Sunday evening. Aired live on Twitch TV, a gaming network, at least 12 shots could be heard during the shooting as players competed in the gaming tournament. The video game abruptly ended moments after the first shots were heard, and the audio of its horrific aftermath continued to stream live. The suspected shooter was found dead at the scene from a self-inflicted gunshot wound, Williams said. Authorities confirmed at a press conference earlier Sunday there were no other suspects in the shooting. The scene at the Landing Mall was secure several hours after the shooting, after SWAT teams conducted a methodical search inside the shopping center. Authorities originally told patrons who were hiding inside to stay calm. Here's what we know about the mass shooting in Jacksonville. Three dead, including suspected gunmen. Police say three people were killed, including the suspected gunman, during the shooting. Police responded to 911 calls of an active shooter at Chicago Pizza at 1:34 p.m. and were on the scene within 2 minutes, Williams said. Nine victims were transported to local area hospitals, seven of whom had gunshot wounds, police said. Two other victims transported themselves to the hospital. All 11 victims are currently in stable condition, according to Williams. The identities of the victims were not immediately released. Complexity Gaming, a professional gaming team sponsoring one of the players in the tournament, tweeted that he was grazed by a bullet. The player, Drini Joka, tweeted that he was lucky and that his thumb was hit by a bullet. "Worst day of my life," he tweeted Sunday afternoon. "I will never take anything for granted ever again," he added in a later tweet. "Life can be cut short in a second." In a tweet, Sujia Lopez said her son, Larry, was shot three times. He's a professional player with Bucks Gaming. She told the New York Times she didn't know his condition. "I have to get him," she told the Times. "I'm 4 hours away from home and I have to get my son." A representative from GLHF Game Bar said in a Facebook message to Time that all staff members at the bar were safe and not harmed. Shooting suspect dead at the scene. Authorities believe the single suspect in the shooting is David Katz, a 24-year-old white male from Baltimore, Maryland, who was found dead on the scene of a self-inflicted gunshot wound. In the immediate aftermath of the shooting, police worked to confirm that there weren't any other suspects. Police haven't commented on Katz's possible motive, though they did confirm he was a gamer in the Madden competition who, quote, "stayed somewhere locally last night, maybe a hotel," Williams said. Katz was a previous champion of the tournament, the Associated Press reports. The shooter used one handgun, which police are currently investigating with the help of the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives. It wasn't immediately known if the handgun was purchased legally or registered to Katz. Chaos as shooting unfolded. In a video of the incident that law enforcement is now investigating, a red dot that appears to be a laser pointer is visible on the chest of one of the tournament's competitors, AP reports. Seconds later, the first of what would be about a dozen gunshots are heard. Audio of the shooting and its immediate aftermath streamed live as viewers tuned into the gaming tournament, painting a horrific scene as chaos unfolded in gunshots and screams of pain. "What is he shooting with?" one person could be heard saying between shots. "Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God," one person said repeatedly. "Where did he go? Where did he go? Where did he go?" Ryan Aylman, who traveled from Texas to play in the tournament, told CNN he was watching a game when he first heard gunfire. He crouched to the floor and crawled to the bathroom as others started running, he said. "As I was going into the restroom, I stayed in there and I just heard there were so many gunshots, at least 20 of them at the most," Aylman told CNN. "I'm still shocked. I can hardly talk." Police said there were three people dead at the scene, along with the suspect, and authorities worked to transport victims to local hospitals for treatment. WJXT, a local TV station, reported that several people were taken away from the shopping mall in stretchers. Politicians respond with federal and state resources. Florida politicians confirmed that federal agencies, including the Federal Bureau of Investigations and Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, were working alongside local authorities to respond to the shooting. White House spokesman Sarah Huckabee Sanders said President Donald Trump has been briefed on the attack and is monitoring the situation, according to AP. The White House has not yet released a statement. In a tweet, Florida Senator Marco Rubio referred to the horrible news of the incident and advised those nearby to avoid the area. At a press conference Sunday evening, Jacksonville Mayor Lenny Curry called mass shootings like that at the Landing all too common. "Today, this evening, and tonight, Jacksonville is in mourning," Curry told reporters. "It will require us to do the hard work of maintaining public safety to make sure our people are safe." Florida Governor Rick Scott met with representatives from the Jacksonville Fire and Rescue Department, who he hailed in a tweet as heroes who work every day to help others. We cannot thank them enough. In a previous statement, Scott offered the Jacksonville Sheriff's Office any state resources needed for law enforcement efforts. Representative John Rutherford, a Republican who represents the Florida district that includes most of Jacksonville, tweeted that he was horrified by what has transpired at the Landing and told his constituents to listen to authorities. EA Sports, the video game giant, said it was devastated by this horrific event in a statement released on Twitter. "The tragic situation that occurred Sunday in Jacksonville was a senseless act of violence that we strongly condemn," EA said in the statement. "Our most heartfelt sympathies go out to the families of the victims whose lives were taken today and those who were injured." The Jacksonville gaming event is part of the Madden NFL 19 Championship Series from EA Sports, the NFL, and ESPN. Players were competing Sunday in a qualifying round to move on to the round of 16 held in Las Vegas, Nevada in October. Alex Langone and Sophia Rosenbaum contributed to this report.